this?
Hey, is Robert in by chance?
No, sir, he's not.
Do you know when you might be getting back in the office there?
Probably tomorrow sometime.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, him and I actually spoke here about a month ago, we actually had extended an offer there to him. Me and him and I were kind of discussing about some capital he might be looking to take on here.
Right.
When might be a good time to call there tomorrow that he might be available?
Probably around maybe about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, 10 a.m. Uh-huh. And you guys are located
in Blackstone.
Okay, so is it 11, like 11:30 your time right now?
Yeah, actually, yeah, about 11:22.
Uh-huh. Okay. Right. We're over here on the West Coast here, so I'm just doing some math there for.
Right.
We'll have to give him a call. But can you just pass along a note there just so he knows I called when he gets in the morning?
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling with Cardiff. We're a private business bank in San Diego. We actually had extended an offer there for some working capital and equipment financing there for him. And when we spoke last, he said he might be looking to bring on right around $50K. So I just kind of wanted to see there. He said he wanted me to follow up here with about 3 weeks. So just kind of wanted to touch base and see where things were at. But yeah, if you could just pass along a note, and I'll try and get in contact with him tomorrow.
Okay.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm not the one who actually talk to you, but my father and I are partners.
And, I see.
And so you know, I probably could give you more information. We had been dealing with some people, but things haven't been working out. We've been trying to find us a loan to consolidate some debt,
mm-hmm.
and so we could just have the one payment.
Yeah, of
course.
That's
what we've been trying to do. And the amount was looking for us is $145,000.
Okay.
Right.
And
you know, and we don't want anything that was a daily payment or interest or anything like that. So we was looking for something monthly with maybe 24 months with that, you know, that's what we need right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if we're going to be able to secure that. If not, I don't know how long we'll even be in business. But things change so quick, and a lot of people don't want to help trucking companies.
Yeah,
risk.
It is. It's definitely a tough industry to be in, especially right now.
Right now.
The 145K that you're working with right now. How is that spread out? Is that multiple banks or what was the deal there?
Yeah. What we're doing. We have some of it is one of them is a credit card. We have one big credit card. It's about $20,000.
Okay.
The rest of it is like loans on equipment, which is everything's fine, but the situation we in, we need to group things together. We got a couple of trucks that's about to be paid off. We got some things financed. We got some other loans financed. The situation we got into for the last 15 to 20 years with the record been pretty good with the with the motor vehicle record.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years. About a year and a half ago, we had three incidents with our insurance, and it just the insurance is killing us.
I see.
So our insurance costs went way up. We went from paying like $1,800 a month to paying $6,000 a month for insurance.
Holy crap!
And so we can't survive like that.
Yeah. Why did that?
Well,
like it's almost four times as much.
Yeah, we had three at-fault accidents, and really only two of them was really at-fault accidents, and one the insurance paid, or the driver didn't even come in contact with anybody. Prior to this, mind you, for the last 15 years, we had zero, zap, nothing.
Wow.
And we went from nothing, and one of the accidents was caused by me. I actually caused one accident. And it was an at-fault accident. I'm a veteran driver. Been driving 30 years. A mile from my house, up the road, just to show you what happened. It was dark, and I had a car that was behind me, blinding me. I got to the end of the road. It's a kind of turn where, you really got to look, but. Anyway, I was confident wasn't anything coming. I didn't see any headlights. But I think what happened was that the car behind me, lights was probably in my mirror. And if I saw any lights, I didn't see it. But anyway, I pulled out in front of this car.
I see.
And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't really, the guy didn't get hurt bad, but it's still an at-fault accident. You know what's going to happen after that. He's going to sue. So.
Yeah.
So he sued the insurance. I guess insurance mad with us. But he didn't get hurt real bad. But, you know, you pull out in front of somebody, you liable.
Yeah.
And so that was one. The other accident that happened was, you know, things that can happen on the road with the crazy people. He had a guy come in front of him and stopped, and he didn't want to hit him in the back, so he scraped somebody on the side. That was a little small accident. And my brother was in a situation in Roanoke, Virginia, where he didn't even hit the car at all. In fact, you know, he was in one of those positions where you got people around you acting crazy, so he decides he's going to get in the left lane. And just as he goes to get in the left lane, his front tire probably crossed the line. He saw this lady speeding toward the back of his trailer. So he moves back over. He didn't complete the lane change, but all of this is happening within seconds. So when she saw his tire come over the line, she thinking he coming over. She overcorrects and jerks to the, you know, to the medium.
Uh-huh.
Which everything would have been fine, but guess what? There's a concrete medium.
Yeah.
So she hits that with a car, you know, towed the bottom of a car, you know, hit the oil pan and all that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
He could have kept going. But no, we stopped. He stopped to help her make sure everything was all right because he saw what happened. And
yeah.
The cop comes, gives him a ticket. Now, in court, all of this is thrown out of court, but the insurance company paid for the accident.
How are you insuring with?
Well, a very good insurance company. What the people name? with trucking. I can't even think of the name right now. I can look it up.
That just sounds crazy to me with the history that you have there,
right.
That they would ding you that hard.
Yeah, but anyway, I guess they was mad at the accident I had. But anyway, they paid this person. They paid for this accident, and he didn't even touch the car. And he was never physically involved in an accident. But that gave us three accidents. Mine was the most major, and I'm one of the owners. Veteran driver, we both, my brother and I. And he didn't even hit anybody. Now, the other guy that had the accident, he's a real nice guy. You know, he's only been driving 2 years. But in his situation, you know, both of our situations could have been avoided. I can see that. But, hey, you make mistakes, that's what's insurance for.
Yeah, exactly.
And they can look at the, they don't look at the fact, well, let's look at this. For the last 20 years, these people haven't made no mistakes like this. They don't look at that. I mean, I'm telling you, we couldn't get insurance with anybody, and I write insurance. I had other agents searching. We still got agents working on this thing.
Wow.
So just with the liability and physical damage portion of our insurance, we pay $6,300 a month. That's just that. That don't include workman's compensation. That doesn't include the cargo insurance, which is about $1,200 a month. And so as a small trucking company, family-owned, you can see where that kind of bind that puts us in. But we are current with everything. The bills that we want to get grouped into one, we deal with a bank up here in Blackstone, but we current with that. We got another, let me see, I can't think of nothing right now. But there's some other financial institutions that have financed one of our trucks. We want to get all of that paid off and grouped into one.
I see.
That payment includes a past due tax bill, and so that's what it is. Written out.
Are you on a tax lien right now?
We got an arrangement. I don't know if you would call it a tax lien.
Well, do they have you set on pay?
Yes. Yeah, we are. We are on payment.
That's fine.
Yeah. So we do. We got behind with our estimated taxes.
Okay.
And, we are caught up as far everything new that comes out. We're paying that on time, but the back part that we have an agreement with, we want to get that caught up.
Okay.
And so I think that's around $10,000.
Okay, let me just try and get a better picture here for what the situation is, and I think I'll be able to kind of point you in the right direction
right.
for what we might be able to do for you. So with the $145K that you
right.
have in loans, to kind of get a picture here for what we can do, what did you guys do in sales last year?
Okay, we're doing anywhere from, let's see, let me start back, 3 years. so you'll know how we work. And because we have lost, you know, we lost a, you know, truck and drive because of the accident. 3 years ago, we made almost $600,000.
Okay.
Okay. I think last year we was at, you know, 500 and some thousand. And I think this year we're down to like 400 and some thousand. So that gives you an idea of what we do. And if we can get through this, I haven't hired anybody actually yet because we need to get through this. And, you know, just bringing people on, that's extra, you know, that's extra cost. There's that another truck running, that's extra. So we went from running, you know, five trucks, you know, we down to four, you know, right now with this year, actually three is running, you know, full time right now.
I see.
And the work is, I don't know if you keep up with that, but the, you know, the work is kind of crazy. But I hate to be in business. Now, we've been in business 23 years, and I hate to lose it because we with insurance.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping after the election that things is going to get better with construction, things like that. But we got to be able to hold out. I mean, we came through the worst recession in history, and we made it. And we still here. And I want to
made it through a few recessions if you've been in business 23 years.
That's right. Because the recession started before 08. I don't know what everybody else was doing, but we felt it.
Yeah. So with the 500K here that, you guys did in sales roughly last year, what we're able to do with the working capital is we're able to free up anywhere from about 10 to 15% of that top line as unsecured cash. So the most that we could probably get you would be around 50 to 75K. Wow. And I'm not sure if that's going to be what you're looking for with the 145,000 that you're looking
to. It's not going to be enough because, see, what it'll do, it'll just dig us deeper. And
exactly.
Instead of freeing us up, it hurts us instead of helping it. It's got to be 145.
Yeah, and the thing is with that, too, if even if we could get you the 145, if you're not going to make money off of it, it's probably not going to be beneficial for you.
Right.
Just because it's probably going to be right around what you're paying already.
Right.
And it really wouldn't make sense to go through with all of that. But what we could might be able to help you out with down the road was, are you guys going to be looking to maybe bring on some equipment or anything like that? Because
it's possible. It's, you know, it's possible that going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen because we're taking everything day to day. And I don't know what's going to happen, but we need some equipment now. We want a couple of new trailers that we can't get. So I'm busy trying to maintain what we got and keep it running until we can do better. Our trucks is in pretty good condition, but they're like 05s and 07s.
Coming
up on 10 years old for everything. But
yeah,
I mean, we can deal with that. Engines and parts can be replaced.
Yeah, of course.
That really doesn't, and we're not with we're not set with somebody that we have to have equipment under 10 years old or whatever.
Yeah, okay.
So we don't have that problem.
You said, was it four trucks that you had in the fleet, or was it three?
Well, we got
three,
four trucks right now. Yeah.
Four trucks.
I said we got three running, one is used as a backup. But we had been running five prior to last year.
Okay. The only thing that we actually look at there after all these is just your credit. Do you have any idea where that stands?
Yeah, my father's credit is stronger than mine, personally. Mine's... mine wouldn't be as good as his. So we usually, the loan was going to be borrowed. We're partners. We got a corporation. So normally when we borrow money, it's he stands for it along with maybe my mother.
I see.
Yeah, some of the local banks, I stand for that. They know me, and so they know. I had in 2010. I had a personal bankruptcy, Chapter 13.
I see.
And so that you can see how that hurt me.
Mm-hmm.
But the bank that we deal with up here, they can get they don't care too much about, that part of it. I mean, we can get money from the bank. That's no problem. But we don't need to have our ace in the hole tied up.
I see.
With the high amounts. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't think the capital is probably going to benefit the company there with the situation for what we can get you. But what we might be able to help you out with is down the road, if you are looking to bring on equipment, or if you do need some extra capital for something, our approval process is right around 24 hours, and we can get you funded in 48 hours. So if something does get sprung on you, or if you run across an opportunity where you can pick up some equipment at a really cheap price, it's definitely something we can help you out with there. Is there maybe a good email? I could just shoot you my information that way you have it.
Yeah, ETC.
ETC.
1881.
Hold on. ETC, what was after that?
1881.
1881.
At wildblue.net.
At wildblue?
Right, just like it sounds. WILDBLUE.
Okay, .com. All right.
.net.
.net, sorry. Yeah. And what was your name again? I'm sorry.
I'm Keith.
Keith, okay.
Robert is my father, and you can note that we spoke because I might forget where you calling from. Which mm-hmm. we talked about, and we'll keep that in mind when we decide to purchase something else.
Yeah, of course. I'll shoot you that email. It's just going to summarize the offer we had sent you. It'll have my direct line, and if anything does come up in the future there, definitely feel free to reach out. Otherwise, I'll maybe kind of touch base with you here at the beginning of next quarter and just kind of see where things are at.
Right.
And if there's any needs you do have, we can definitely help you out.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you listening.
I appreciate it, Keith. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay, you too. All right, bye.
Bye.